We would now like to introduce the Environmental Regeneration Project in Nagatoro District, Itate Village, Fukushima Prefecture. The massive earthquake and tsunami that struck on March 11, 2011, caused the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant accident, leading to the release of a large amount of radioactive material into the atmosphere, which spread over a wide area. In August of the same year, the Act on Special Measures Concerning the Handling of Environmental Pollution by Radioactive Materials was enacted, and decontamination began the following year. The large volumes of contaminated soil stripped during decontamination were temporarily stored at various sites and later transported to an interim storage facility. It is stipulated by law that these materials must be finally disposed of outside Fukushima Prefecture by March 2045. The amount of removed soil transported to the interim storage facility is equivalent to approximately 11 Tokyo domes in volume. To reduce the amount destined for final disposal outside the prefecture, volume reduction and recycling are key. Recycling of removed soil involves using soil with low radiation levels, removing foreign matter such as plants, and regenerating it into soil with sufficient quality for reuse. The recycled material is intended for use only in limited applications such as embankments for roads, green spaces, and farmland under strict safety and management controls. The radioactive concentration of soil to be recycled is, in principle, less than 8,000 becquerels per kilogram, which corresponds to approximately 3/4 of the total volume of removed soil. Due to the accident, all residents of Itate Village were forced to evacuate for approximately 6 years. Although decontamination progressed and evacuation orders were lifted for all but the difficult-to-return zones by the end of March 2017, the Nagatoro district remained the only area in the village designated as such, with no prospect of residents returning at the time. In this context, a request was submitted from Itate Village to the Ministry of the Environment in November 2017. The request sought effective support for land development and consolidation in the Nagatoro District through a regeneration project, along with long-term land use following environmental restoration, such as for cultivating horticultural and resource crops. The national government, aiming for final disposal outside the prefecture, decided to collaborate with Itate Village to conduct a demonstration project for recycling removed soil. Accordingly, in the Nagatoro district of Itate Village, removed soil generated from local decontamination was to be recycled and used for embankment construction on farmland. This is an overview of the project area. The white tent on the left is the plant where removed soil is turned into recycled material. To the right of that, test embankments using recycled material were constructed, and test cultivation of flowers and vegetables was carried out. Additionally, in three paddies, tests were conducted to evaluate the functionality of the fields using recycled material as the base layer. Let's now look at the overall process of recycling the removed soil. For the farmland embankment project, removed soil generated within Itate Village was brought in. To minimize the radiation exposures of the workers who received the highest doses, soil with less than 5,000 becquerels per kilogram were used. At the recycling plant, radiation levels of the entire truckload, including the large soil bags, are measured while still loaded. Next, the bags are unloaded onto a conveyor belt system. The bags are then opened using a water jet, and foreign matter is removed via sieving and other processes. Moisture is adjusted as needed, and radiation levels are measured again before the material is conveyed to a relay tent. This is a cross-sectional diagram of the embankment area. Recycled material is used as the foundation layer for farmland. Once brought to the embankment site, the material is spread and compacted. It is then covered with soil uncontaminated by radioactive substances. This cover soil is mountain sand, previously used for shielding in temporary storage sites. The total area of the embankments in this project spans approximately 160,000 square meters across three zones, with about 200,000 cubic meters of recycled material used. From fiscal year 2019 to 2021, test cultivation of flowers and vegetables was conducted to assess safety and growth performance. Comparative tests were also conducted with and without cover soil. The radioactive cesium concentrations in the harvested crops were so low that they were undetectable in standard testing. Further detailed testing showed a maximum of only 2.5 becquerels per kilogram, an extremely low level. Japan's regulatory limit for radioactive cesium in general food products is 100 becquerels per kilogram, which this result falls far below. We interviewed a local cultivation support staff member. We support this kind of effort. I really think it's important for us to try a variety of approaches. So we've measured this area, and we know it's safe. But what I really care about is how people feel about the produce from Fukushima, that they can see the measurements and understand it's safe. In this trial, we're comparing crops grown in soil with cover to those without. It's certainly given us some peace of mind. Over a span of 3 years, starting in fiscal year 2021, tests were conducted using paddies built with recycled material to evaluate safety and the functional requirements of rice paddies. Measurements of radioactive cesium concentrations in brown rice, unhulled rice, and rice straw showed levels far below 100 becquerels per kilogram, consistent with vegetable results. With various improvements, properties such as water permeability, drainage, and ground strength met the standards required for rice paddies. We spoke again with a local cultivation support staff member during the rice harvest. Looking at this harvest makes me think I'll be smiling into the new year. It feels like we finally started taking some steps towards our hopes and dreams. In these cultivation and rice paddy trials, the project was advanced together with the Itate Village Nagatoro District Environmental Regeneration Project Steering Committee, which includes local residents and experts who provided input and cooperation on testing and construction. On May 1st, 2023, the evacuation order for the project area was lifted. Going forward, the Ministry of the Environment, national ministries, Fukushima Prefecture, and other related agencies will collaborate with Itate Village and the Nagatoro District to support safe resumption of farming and help restore hope for the future. As the regeneration project progresses, efforts to deepen public understanding through site visits and other means will continue, aiming for successful final disposal outside Fukushima.